In 2013, former Sheriff Lynn Anderson purchased two Harleys and used them for events and parades in Bullock County. The motorcycles were not assigned to any specific person at the time. Corporal Bob Dinello began using the bikes to escort funeral processions. Shortly after Sheriff Brown was elected in 2016, Lieutenant Bobby Durden approached Sheriff Brown about the need to serve the people of Bullock County with escorting funeral processions. Lieutenant Durden committed to serve the motor unit full-time. Sheriff Brown said, "I'm old school, so let's do this." Corporal Dinello was instrumental in assisting Bobby with getting the motor unit going. In the beginning, Dinello and Durden were the only two. Later, Lieutenant Durden recruited Deputy Mike Smith, and together they now operate the Bullock County Sheriff's Office Motor Unit. Corporal Bob Dinello and Lieutenant Bobby Durden, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. Currently the motor unit consists of 5 Harley-Davidson motorcycles. 3 of the bikes are for part-time use and are leased from Savannah Harley. The motorcycles are switched out every 2 years with the lease agreements to ensure the Harleys are in excellent working condition. Lieutenant Durden and Deputy Smith now have a team of professionals from the Bullock County Sheriff's Office that assist with funerals on call and as needed. Lieutenant Durden stated, "Our motor unit consists of a team of very committed individuals that are dedicated to serving the citizens of Bullock County through funeral processions. Each of the members of the motor unit must complete safety training and become certified to operate the motorcycles for funeral processions. They also have ongoing training throughout the year to ensure that each of the members of the motor unit is operating to the best of their ability and as safely as possible." In fact, Lieutenant Durden said, the next certification training is scheduled for April 21 to 23 road. Training is tough, but it is very important to make sure that everyone is up to par. BCSO Motor Unit Training, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. The primary goal of the motor unit is to honor citizens of Bullock County and their families when there is a funeral. Lieutenant Durden knows that when a loved one passes, it is a difficult time for the families. He stated, "We do our absolute best to make each family feel special through professionalism and showing respect for their loved ones." Lieutenant Durden continued, "The team is so dedicated to escorting funerals that they will often sacrifice a day off or time with their own families to help out." He further explained that he has a good working relationship with Corey Akins, who leads security for the courts, and if there is a need during the week, Mr. Akins will allow a deputy from the courthouse to assist. Oftentimes the members of the motor unit do not know when funerals are until the week of, but everyone works together to see that there is proper coverage for the funeral processions. BCSO Motor Unit, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. For veterans, we really go all out. We will ride in formation around the hearse when there are 2 full lanes, then move to the front and back of the hearse when there is only 1 lane for the procession, commented Lieutenant Durden. Also, when the veteran is going to Georgia Veterans Cemetery in Glenville, the motor unit will escort the veteran the entire way. We will work in coordination with Evans and Tatnall County Sheriff's Departments. Now the motor unit operates like a well-oiled machine. And the unit is not limited to only funeral processions. When there are not any funerals, the motor unit helps with each parade in Bullock County and with the major parades in Savannah's motor unit, such as the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Bullock County Sheriff's Office Motor Unit will assist with leading parade dignitaries to the stand as well as getting the military to their position in the parade route. Then they will clear the parade route for the parade to begin. BCSO Motor Unit, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. The Bullock County Sheriff's Office Motor Unit also assists with each of the schools in Bullock County for Transportation Day, and they will talk with the kids. They also help with placing radar signs in problem areas throughout the county, and then will go out and monitor those areas to ensure that drivers are following speed limits and operating vehicles safely. Lt. Bobby Durden with his daughter and her class at Stilson Elementary School, credit, Lieutenant Bobby Durden. Every year for National Police Week, the week of May 15th, they will travel with 250 to 300 other motorcycle units to Washington, D.C. to escort families of fallen officers from their hotels to the memorial ceremonies. Honor Guard members will also go to D.C. and participate in full dress uniform with the everyday events. The motor unit also assists with the candlelight vigil and even helps the children in kids' camps by escorting them to the FBI Academy. Durden stated, "The families that will come into D.C. really appreciate our presence. Families from Georgia will take pictures with our motor unit and our honor guard. BCSO Honor Guard, credit. Bullock County Sheriff's Office. Wilbur Berry made the ultimate sacrifice in 2001 by being shot in the line of duty," said L.T. Durden. "We're honored to be a part of the annual Wilbur Berry Memorial Rides, and the Sergeant Wilbur Berry Annual Charity Golf Tournament. Our motor unit is also a part of Santa's annual Toy Run and the Georgia Police Memorial Rides each year." L.T. Bobby Durden, Lieutenant Greg Collins, and Corporal Bob Dinello honoring Sergeant Wilbur Berry, 2017 Georgia Police Memorial Ride, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. L.T. Durden stated, "Our community is wonderful in supporting our motor unit. Each year, our trip to D.C. is taken care of by Tracy Hart with A&P Wrecker Service. There are numerous businesses and families that donate to help with our expenses. We have a bulletin board set up inside the sheriff's office to display the numerous thank you cards that we receive. We are so thankful for the generous support received from our community." L.T.R. Sheriff Brown, Tracy Hart, Lieutenant Bobby Durden, Chief Deputy Bill Black, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office, "There is a lot involved in what we do. Everything is dangerous, but we are as safe as we can possibly be," said Lieutenant Durden. "It can be overwhelming at times, but it is a very rewarding job. When we stand at the cemetery, as the families drive in, they will wave and blow kisses to us. This is how we know that we are doing a good job. We are very fortunate that our sheriff believes in the motor unit, and he sees the value of our efforts. This is another way in which Sheriff Brown is committed to the people of Bullock County." Corporal Bob Dinello and Lieutenant Bobby Durden with young fan of BCSO Motor Unit, credit, Bullock County Sheriff's Office. "This is a touching and remarkable service, provided free of charge to any citizen of Bullock County. It is the highest honor a citizen can receive as part of their final ride to the graveside. When you see the motor unit in action or members of this team out and about, take a moment to wave or say thank. Your encouragement means everything to these officers who are so dedicated to keeping the tradition alive."